And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of October, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, 1772, Ottery St. Mary, Devonshire, England, had a fever as a child, made him prone to vivid nightmares. He and his friend, William Wordsworth, co-wrote the collection Lyrical Ballads, 1798, which is credited with kicking off the Romantic movement in English literature. Wordsworth wrote most of the poems, Coleridge only four, but one of those four was his ballad, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, about the seaman who kills an albatross, doomed to remain becalmed in uncharted waters, haunted by ghosts. Wordsworth did not care for The Ancient Mariner, thought it was detrimental to the book, that it was difficult for readers, and he wrote to his publisher, "If the volume should come to a second edition, I would put in its place some little things which would be more likely to suit the common taste." But The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink, became Coleridge's best-known work. It's the birthday of novelist Carrie Fisher, born in Beverly Hills, 1956, the daughter of Debbie Reynolds, Eddie Fisher. In the Star Wars trilogy of the 70s, she starred as Princess Leia in her hairdo, which looked like a cinnamon roll, but she had been a writer for a long time. Carrie Fisher said, "By the time I was 13, maybe even younger, I would write to calm myself down. I had an overflowing of words, and I realized that if I put things down on paper, I could get out from the emotions and organize myself." The writing compulsion emerged at about the same time as the bipolar condition appeared. Her big breakthrough, 1987, Postcards from the Edge, semi-autobiographical novel. She also wrote the screenplay for the movie, starring Meryl Streep and Shirley MacLaine. Worked for many years as a script doctor, polishing other people's screenplays, wrote three more novels. And for the last several years, she's been touring in a one-woman show based on her memoir of 2008, Wishful Drinking. It's the birthday of the Ojibwe novelist David Troyer, born Washington, D.C., 1970. Grew up on the Leech Lake Reservation in northern Minnesota, where his mother's family is from. His next book, entitled Res Life, coming out soon. David Troyer and his brother Anton working for the past few years to record and preserve the Ojibwe language. He wrote, "If these words are lost, we will be able to go to Starbucks and Walmart and the Home Depot as before, but we will lose beauty, the beauty of the particular, the beauty of the past, and the intricacies of a language tailored for our space in the world." Here's a poem by Robert Morgan, entitled Skipping. A carburetor skips, and rocks will skip along the surface of a pond. A fugitive will skip the country if he can, and crooks will skip the payment of their debts. And one can walk content or run with joy across a summer field, but why omitting steps is such a sign of pleasures hard to say. As if the gap and shift, the quick eliding interruption of a stride, reflects the shiver, jolt, releasing dance, accentuates, as heart is said to skip a beat, the lift, arrhythmic, breathless, gasp and rush and reach of crossing first one threshold, then another, in the vivid hop from foot to foot, the hurrying toward and with delight. Skipping, a poem by Robert Morgan from Terroir, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.